Your Jay Mullins jewelry tip is going to be controlled by, well, nobody. On the floor is Watkins, and now finally stripped away by Blackman. So Blackman going to control the tip. At 7:54, Jay Mullins Jewelry on West Northfield Boulevard behind Capital Bank, next door to Fuji's Restaurant. Don't forget, folks, Valentine's Day next Thursday. Talking to you guys, don't forget it. And they can help with that special jewelry for your special someone at Jay Mullins Jewelry and Gifts. Blackman ball, they're working the floor right to left as we see it. And it's Darius Thompson bouncing it in the far corner to Coleman. Turns, spins, gets in there, gets free, gets an easy one from the right side. Justin Coleman, the first basket of the night. Tomas Gray, likely an all-district player. They whip it around the horn, far side to Anthony Wilson. Wilson back to Gray for three. It's good. First bank three, Tomas Gray. Thompson down the floor quickly. Left side lay-in, good. That was an easy one for Darius Thompson as he flew down the floor to lay it in the hole. Gray, right wing, now glides in from the right block. Tries to sneak in there baseline, missed the shot. Rebound, Blackman. Doughty between the circles now. Backs it way out. Gives it up to Coleman, top of the key. Now left wing, Thompson. Doughty cuts through. Now goes to the right side. Josh Mayer to Thompson. Thompson squares for the three, and it's nothing but net from the left wing. Darius Thompson, the Vanderbilt signee, with 5 points.
An assist in 5 points. That's the way you want to start your evening off.
I'm sure his coach doesn't mind seeing that either. Next year's coach, who is here in the building. Kevin Stallings watching this one. Lots of dignitaries here tonight. Left side, Anthony Wilson has it. Now to Gray. Gray from the left wing finds Watkins. Watkins works left side. Tries to go baseline inside the Thigpen. The one-handed hook, yes. Right in front of the basket, Thigpen. 7-5, Blackman with the lead. No look from Doughty, cutting through is Thompson, and the shot is good. He's got 7 points, and we've got a 30-second timeout here on the floor, Rafferty, and a word from Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction Company.
From residential, commercial, farms to land, the elite team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction specialize in it all. They have a successful history of serving estate settlements, complete farm dispersals, and business liquidations. For all your auction needs, call Stan Vaught and Bob Bug at 896-4600 and online at bobparksauction.com.
Got a new score with 3 minutes left in the third. MTCS girls leading Community on the road, 25-17. That is about 3 minutes left in the third. We'll get you a quarter update and send that out by text. Actually, it is updated now. 28-22, Lady Cougars leading after three. 28-22 after three quarters of play. And now with the first 3 points of the game, Darius Thompson has now joined the 1,000-point club. Steven Wilson in the game, just checked in at the timeout, missed the shot, tipped out of bounds. So congratulations to Darius Thompson. 1,000 points, what a career he's had, and it's not over with yet. McMiller to Mayer, left wing Thompson, back to Mayer, top of the key. Josh fires it over to Doughty for the long range three, rip. KJ Doughty, first bank three from the right wing.
And Brian Blackman has not missed a shot yet in the contest.
Brad Woodson, Wilson in the game. And also Jalen Campbell. And Steven Wilson lets it go from three-point land. Now the answer on the other end, just missed by Thompson. Diving out of bounds, there was a push on Mayer. I believe he's the guilty party. It is Mayer. His first foul, team's first, game's first. 12-8, Blackman with the lead, and it is Riverdale's basketball. Woodson into the game as well. Gray, foul line. Glides in there, now throws it back out. Thompson picks up the loose ball. Down the floor to Doughty, layup good. K.J. Doughty with five. 14-8. Blackman with the lead. We played about half of this first quarter. Gray being worked over pretty good by Alec McMiller. Riverdale throws it around the horn. They get it underneath to Cameron, and Watkins loses it out of bounds. Turnover for the Warriors, and that is their third, make that second turnover. Thompson going to walk it up the floor. Thompson goes to the right side, hands it off to Doughty. Now left wing to McMiller. Cutting through is Thompson. Bounce pass going underneath for the reverse lay-in. Coleman missed it. Bounced all around but would not fall for him. Gray bringing it down the floor in the corner to Woodson. Woodson deep in the left corner. They're moving left to right. Clad in the white. Thigpen from the foul line. Yes, sir. Thigpen with four. Long pass up. McMiller looking inside for Coleman. Does get it to him, but he is back out near the three-point line. Back to Doughty, and his three is off the mark. And picked up by Gray, and the Warriors coming the other way. Woodson on the left wing. Back to Smith, or Steven Wilson, rather. Thigpen tries to work inside, and he almost throws it away. The official kind of gets in the way and allows Gray to run down the loose ball. Tomas driving baseline, reverse lay-in from the left side. Good.
Wow, good play there by Tomas Gray.
14-12. Riverdale has cut the Blackman lead to two with 2.5 to play. Doughty right in front of Coach Kevin Woodson of Riverdale to McMiller. Bounce pass into Mayer. Back out to Doughty, left wing to Thompson now. The lob underneath to Coleman. Nowhere to go with the basketball. Now he turns, spins, tries to go up on Thigpen, has it blocked. Mayer there tries to put it in the hole, and he is fouled by Brad Woodson. Good interior defense there by the Warriors.
Thigpen's making a presence down low offensively and defensively for Riverdale, already with 4 points, but he's a tough one to handle down there with his 6'7 size.
Laverne leads Siegel after one quarter of play in boys play, 18-11. 18-11, Laverne leading Siegel on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. That's a boys game there for you. Josh Mayer at the foul line, hit the first. He'll have another from the Fans Heating and Air charity stripe. Still looking for an Oakland girls, Smyrna girls score if you want to call us, 893-1450, or send us a tweet on Twitter at WGNS Sports. There was a whistle. It must have been a lane violation. No, there was a whistle in the stands, and Mayer should get another free throw. I heard a whistle. So did the officials. Everyone froze, and there was a whistle in the Riverdale student section.
Yeah, no doubt about it. The official on the far end from us over here, he immediately heard it and pointed them out, so I think they've kind of got the culprit, we'll call him.
They do have the culprit. They have found the whistle.
You know, at least there's no baby powder in the air right
That's
now.
That's true. And Mayer uses that freebie there to hit a freebie. He hits the second free throw. 16-12. Tomas Gray still in the backcourt. Juwan Jennings in the game for Blackman. He is really putting the pressure on, and that's a game plan for most teams. Wilson gets in the lane. The 5'5 guy fires it up there, missed it, and now a foul on the rebound coming up the floor. I believe it's going to be on Riverdale. Austin McGrone in for the Warriors as well, the sophomore. And let's see, Reed Pierce in the game as well for Blackman, along with Austin, or make that Andrew Rogan. They go to the far side. Rogan pulls up from the foul line, right side, missed it. Rebound, Riverdale, outlet pass made, down the floor to Woodson, left wing. To McGrone, fakes right, now passes right side to Wilson. Wilson looks in, now finds Woodson, deeper left side. It's Tomas Gray. Put the pressure on the best ball player, make his night tough. Now Woodson has thrown it away to Jennings. Jennings to Thompson, no look, trying to go down low to Pierce, and thrown away.
Nice pass attempt there by Thompson. It's just amazing the vision he has. He kind of sees things before they happen on a basketball court and beats everybody to it.
Smyrna leads Oakland 23-19 in boys at the end of the first. 23-19, Smyrna leading. That's a boys score. Still looking for that elusive girls score, Oakland and Smyrna tonight. 46 seconds left here in the first. 16-12. Blackman with the lead. Riverdale ball. McGrone drives in the lane. The two-footer no good because he's hacked and fouled. Or did he travel? Player control foul. They call the foul on McGrone. That's a little touchy, maybe. Walking it across the timeline now is Thompson. Uses a pick, comes near side to Rogan in the deep left corner. No three for him. Now Thompson fakes right, goes left, back to Rogan, back to Thompson. This is not a recording. Thompson finds Jennings, open for three and nailed it. Juwan Jennings, first bank three. Full court pressure, and now Jennings has almost stolen it. It's going to be out of bounds off of Riverdale.
For their fifth turnover so far here in this early part of the ball game.
With 5.9, Blackman's going to have a chance at the last shot here. Lob going underneath. Jennings turns, spins, waits on the traffic to get by, and scores. Juwan Jennings. And that's the end of the first quarter of play with Blackman leading Riverdale 21-12 on State Farm Prep Basketball.
We are at Olympus Athletic Club here in Murfreesboro, and we're asking people why they joined Olympus.
I love working out. They've got the weights I need and all the cardio that I need, and I just love the atmosphere here and the whole nine yards.
Olympus Athletic Club has two locations in Murfreesboro, one in Shelbyville and one in Spring Hill.
This is Sean Barber, founder of Olympus Athletic Club. We have the least expensive, most intensive athletic clubs in Middle Tennessee.
Get in the best shape of your life. Join Olympus Athletic Club online at gymolympus.com.
The gift shop at Reeves St. Drug Store has everything you need for celebrating life. We focus on you when we select unique gifts and accessories. Our garden and home selections will make you ready for entertaining or quiet relaxation. Our mom and baby shop is full of beautiful clothes and special books and gifts for little ones. We have two locations, inside Reeves St. Drug Store at 1801 Memorial Boulevard and inside Middle Tennessee Medical Center. Also, visit us at ReevesSane.com.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Toots, Good Food and Fun, InterSource, your trusted source for entertainment, Olympus Gym, State Farm agent Andy Womack, and Reeves St. Drugstore.
Blackman basketball, they lead 21-12 after one quarter of play. Just underway here in the second period. Josh Mayer, long lob downstairs to Thompson. Now he makes the great catch, passes it in the corner to Rogan, who misses the shot. Now stolen away by Thompson on the floor, going up, and they're going to call player control foul on Darius Thompson. His first foul, and only the second foul on Blackman as a team. Tomas Gray in the backcourt. They use a pick to free him up. That's a defensive adjustment, or an offensive adjustment made by Kevin Woodson at the break. Gray glides in there. What a nice move.
A lot of control there to go up so strong with so much pressure on him. Excellent job.
Gray with 7 points on the night. Rogan to Jennings. Jennings foul line, glides in there, flips it back out. Rogan not open for the three, was briefly. Mayer tries to feed it inside to Pierce. It's tipped back out, controlled by Rogan. Around the horn, now left wing to Thompson. Thompson, top of the key, to the left side to Pierce. Sets a pick for Jennings, who's open for three and nailed it from the right wing.
It's So second time, Jennings has stepped up big time and knocked down a three. A lot of confidence.
10-point lead for the Blackman Blaze. Gray inside. They get it to Thigpen. Shot won't go, but he's fouled. That shot went all the way around the outside of the rim and fell off.
He had the right idea there because he went immediately up with the basketball as soon as it was fed to him inside rather than dribbling like you'll see sometimes.
Foul on Pierce, his first. First one from the Fans Heating and Air free throw line for Logan Thigpen is good. Fans Heating and Air on Jayhawk Court. Alton and Jason Fan, would love to hear from you with that spring tune-up needed just around the corner. Get that AC working. I'm ready for spring. Thigpen's second toss is good. Rattles through. He's got six. 24-16. Deep in the right corner, they get it to Thompson. Thompson from the right wing spot now drives from the right block. Missed it, tipped up, tipped it out himself. Coleman runs down the loose ball. Mayer in the lane. He is fouled almost. Well, they didn't call it. Now loose ball picked up by Coleman. Back out to Dowdy. Finds Jennings and they reset. This looked very jagged. Lots of opportunities in there. They got a lot of rebounds too. Dowdy and Jennings playing catch out front. Thompson briefly open for three. Didn't take it. Turn spins in the lane. Somehow keeps the dribble. Keeps it alive to Jennings, who penetrates. One-handed hook in the lane. Good. Juwan Jennings has 10 first half points off the bench. He's playing the best game I've seen him play and now picks up a foul, of course, as soon as I say it. It's just how it works sometimes.
Well, if you're a coach, you really like seeing that off your bench. You know, a lot of times in the high school game, you don't see much action, a lot of points coming off of your bench, but always good to see.
Brad Woodson to toss in to Gray, now to Woodson, right side. They're moving left to right. McGrone going to drive baseline, floats one up there, missed it, rebound. It's Josh Mayer with it. Gets it out to Isaiah Hart, who checked in, the sophomore. To Mayer, to Jennings. Jennings, bounce pass, looking for Coleman. It goes out of bounds. Turnover for the Blaze. 26-16 with 5 minutes, three ticks left here in the first half of play. Gray gets it down. Isaiah Hart defending now. Jalen Campbell gets it up to Thigpen, top of the key. He'll go set up down in the paint. McGrone going to drive baseline left side, dishes it off to Thigpen, missed the shot, but he's going to go to the foul line. He really wanted that one to fall. Foul is going to be on Josh Mayer.
Pretty impressed with Thigpen, though. He's done a lot of smart things underneath the basket tonight. As long as he can...
First one is good. He'll have another. Do have an update on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Oakland 72, Smyrna 43. 72-43, Oakland girls a winner over Smyrna tonight. Second toss from the Fans Heating and Air free throw line is no good for Thigpen. 26-17, 9-point Blackman lead with 4.5 to play. First half, Coleman in the corner, tried to go baseline. Turn spins, now back outside. Jennings for three, he's hot. This one, he was fading away in the stands. Missed it. Rebound. Blackman had it. Mayer had it, but then lost it. Riverdale basketball. Thigpen back out to McGrone for three. They need it. It's in and out. Rebound saved by Dowdy. Inbounds to Tomas Gray. Watkins in the corner. Back out to McGrone now. McGrone uses a pick from Thigpen. Turns, spins, glides in there. Dumps it low. Great pass to Thigpen. Well, that was pretty. Thigpen with nine. Down low is Coleman for Blackman. Now Dowdy for three. It's off the side of the rim. Rebound tipped around right into the hands of Jennings. Misses the shot, but he's going to the foul line.
And Jennings is all over the court. I mean, playing great defense, crashing the boards, and of course, like you said, coming off the bench, getting 10 points already for Blackman. Harry Workman has got to absolutely be impressed what he sees right now.
Tight one going on, MTCS and community, and girls 35-34, MTCS with 2 minutes to go in the game. Come on, Lady Cougars. Jennings hit the first free throw. He's got 11, the first player in double figures tonight for either team, and has another toss here at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. Shot it and got it. He's going to go out for a breather. 72-47 was the final in that Oakland-Smyrna game. 72-47. Thanks to the person who called that in to us. We do appreciate that. We like to get all the scores in. Oakland girls a winner tonight. Riverdale basketball, thick pin, top of the key. Hands it off to McGrone. 3:20 to go in the first half. Brad Woodson left side to the foul line. Now back out to McGrone, right wing. Takes a couple of dribbles to Watkins, to Woodson. Woodson can't get off the shot, but McGrone will. It's no good. Rebound. Dowdy. Thompson back in the game for the Blaze. In the corner to McMiller, who's also back in. Your original starting lineup in the game for Blackman. Josh Mayer, baseline. Flips it back out. McMiller open for three. Rattles off the front of the rim. Crawls over the back and falls away. Blackman has gone a little cold here for a stretch. Watkins to the foul line. To McGrone, who picks up the tip ball. McMiller guarding tightly and now steals it away from McGrone. Long pass up. Dowdy. Dowdy back to Coleman for the slam.
The old three-man weave all the way down the floor there. The nice finish there for Blackman. Good fundamental basketball.
30-19. 11-point lead. Now the ball tipped out of bounds. Coleman tipped it out. Rogan. Pierce. And let's see. One more. Who else came in? I had him a moment ago, and then there he is, Lucas Hart. Had his back turned to me there for a second. Gray, top of the key now left side, finds Wilson. Back to Woodson. They've really extended Riverdale out near midcourt. Underneath, bounce pass or chest pass thrown to Gray. Now they flip it back out to him. Can't get off the three. Blackman is swarming on defense. Woodson fakes, now passes right side to Gray. To Jalen Campbell, now back to Gray. For three, in and out. Well, they needed that one. Reed Pierce with the rebound, makes the outlet pass to Thompson. Long pass up the floor to Hart, and Lucas can't hold on to it. Riverdale ball. To Woodson now. Woodson straight away, hands it off near midcourt to Gray. Fakes right, goes left. Now cutting baseline, McGrone has it stripped. Campbell runs down the loose ball to Wilson, who will shoot it from anywhere. Good closeout defense by Lucas Hart. Gray, foul line, back out to McGrone, to Wilson. Wilson makes the pass, but stolen away. McMiller fakes left, goes right, and scores. What a move by the senior guard.
A little two-step to the basket. That was pretty.
Gray in the corner. Wilson now deeper in the corner. McGrone, no-look pass underneath to Campbell. Shot good. Jalen Campbell, his first basket of the night. 28 seconds to go here in the first half. McMiller with 20 seconds to Thompson for three. Wide open and good. He nailed it. Barely rippled the net. 10 points and the second First Bank three of the night. 35-21. Riverdale's got 7 seconds with six. Gray with five with four with three from the left foul line. Good, Tomas Gray. And Blackman's not going to get a shot off. And your score at halftime, Blackman 35, Riverdale 23. 35-23 as the Blackman Blaze lead the Riverdale Warriors here in boys basketball. Our second game of our doubleheader here tonight to wrap up the district slate here in the regular season. We invite you to stay tuned as we continue with State Farm Prep Basketball. We'll return on the other side and run down that Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard and have a lot more information for you here in just a couple.
Did you realize that 80 cents of every $1 spent in a locally owned small business goes back to the community? It helps employ your neighbors and friends, provides money for our local schools and roads. It's really important to shop local, shop small business. So shop at Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
The corner of Main and Middle Tennessee, next to the Boulevard Restaurant, behind Red Robin, next to the hospital, and also in Smyrna in the Target Center on Sam Ridley Parkway. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Hi, this is Jeff Mullins with J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts on West Northfield Boulevard. Come by and see us. We do carry the Luminox watches. It's the official watch of the Navy SEALs and the Special Forces. We carry the tungsten steel wedding bands, very popular with the guys. They're not going to break the bank or anything. Those start at about $90 and go to about $129. J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts. I'm right behind Green Bank and right next door to Fuji's Restaurant.
For over four decades, Vans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Vans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the county school board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 893-7930. That's 893-7930. For friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or York Heating and Air products, Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 893-7930, 893-7930. Good luck to all our schools and student athletes from Fans Heating and Air.
So, what if you're walking out to your car after work and it's been mashed by a runaway garbage truck? We've got an agent for that. Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Jeannie Allman, and I'm that State Farm agent.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman at 896-2013.
Okay, Jose, Tex-Mex cuisine.
Hola, amigos. This is Sergio from Okay, Jose. I'm the manager. Come join us. Come try us out. We would like to earn your business. We make everything fresh from scratch. Go and join us for a good quality meal.
Mondays are mini burritos, Tuesdays are tacos, and Wednesdays are enchiladas for just 99 cents. Happy hour every day from 3 to 7 at OK Jose.
OK Jose Tex-Mex Cuisine in the Walmart Shopping Center on Rutherford Boulevard. Where are you going for lunch?
OK Jose.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Gil's Ace Hardware. The helpful place brings you text alerts of local sports scores during the games. Sign up at WGNSradio.com or stop by and see Jenny Williams and everyone at Gil's Ace Hardware on Nissan Drive in Gillsville. Give them a call at 459-4457. Welcome back into Johnny Parsley Memorial Gymnasium. Rafferty Cleary with you right now. My partner Brian Barrett is off on assignment here in the gym right now, just taking a much-needed break. Sitting here at halftime currently between Riverdale and Blackman. Blackman leading right now 35-23 at the half. So we're going to go over, going to take a look at the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Got some girls' scores for you and a couple guys' scores that are coming in very slowly. And also we'll take a look at some stats, team and individual. But first, let's take a look at the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. So far, all the girls' action that has concluded, we've got Blackman at Blackman and Riverdale. The Riverdale girls obviously won game before this one, 72-43. Oakland at Smyrna. Oakland defeated the Smyrna Bulldogs 72-47 in that girls' game. And the last score that we do have was a 31-25 Siegel win over Laverne. Laverne was at Siegel tonight, so the Lady Stars come out with a victory there. A defensive battle, it looks like. And other than that, we'll move on here to our stats by Fans Heating and Air Winners Trophies and Game Day's Team Sports. Individually for the Riverdale Warriors thus far in this ball game, Steven Wilson with 3 points, Tomas Gray leading Riverdale with 9 points, and Jalen Campbell with 2, and finally Logan Thigpen with 9 as well, as the big 6'7 senior has dominated down low so far. For the Blackman Blaze, they're led by Jawan Jennings, 12 points on through at halftime here. Jarius Thompson with 10 points, KJ Dowdy with 5 points, and Alec Miller with 2, and Justin Coleman and Josh Mayer with 2 points as well. And actually, correction, Justin Coleman has 4, Josh Mayer with 2 points. That rounds out all the individual scoring for Riverdale and Blackman. Now we'll take a look at the team stats, again presented by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Game Day's Team Sports. For Blackman, 8 rebounds through the half, and for Riverdale, only 5 rebounds for them here at halftime. Field goal shooting, pretty good shooting for both teams. Riverdale right at 50% off of 9 of 18 field goal shooting, and Blackman sitting at 52%. They've made 13 of their 25 shots tonight. Foul shooting, Blackman's perfect at 4-4, and Riverdale 3-4, right at 75%. And the turnovers, Riverdale with 7 turnovers and Blackman with 4, and that is it. Our score again, 35-23, Blackman leading at halftime. And we'll take a quick break, and we'll get you right back here to the second half action at Johnny Parsley Memorial Gymnasium. We'll be right back.
Haynes Brothers Lumber Company specializes in replacement and custom windows and doors. This is Terry Haynes, and Sun Windows and Doors have a wide array of options to fit every application and budget. Our knowledgeable staff will help you with design ideas to answering technical glass performance questions. Haynes Brothers Lumber and Sun Windows and Doors. It's a winning combination. Call us today at 893-1515 or stop by our showroom on Northwest Broad Street. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company and Sun Windows, the people you know, the people you trust.
This is Ben Weatherford. First Bank understands the importance of sound financial planning and investing. First Bank provides access to the full range of professional services of Invest Financial Corporation. Whether you're saving for retirement, college tuition, or other expenses, a registered representative of Invest can help you make investment choices that will help you achieve your goals. I'm Ben Weatherford, and please come by First Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sign up now for your chance to win $10,000 to split with the school of your choice in Rutherford County with the Intersource 24-second cash clock. The lucky winner will have the chance to make a layup, free throw, top of the key, three-pointer, and half-court shot in 24 seconds to win the $10,000 prize. Sign up online at WGNSradio.com or Intersource.co. Also, there will be weekly winners of other prizes like gift cards, memberships, and a free year of DirecTV. Intersource 24-second cash clock. Sign up at the games or online.
It's time for Blue Raider Baseball, and Lightning's Locker Room is ready to update your Middle Tennessee baseball gear. Lightning's Locker Room has new Nike tees, new Era brand on-the-field flat bill hats, just like the players wear, and the new white Sunday hats. Don't miss your chance to be one of the first to wear the new Blue Raider gear. Visit Lightning's Locker Room off-campus location, 910 Ridgely Road, just turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's. They're also open at the stadium Fridays and game days. Lightning's Locker Room.
Toots. Hi, this is Wade Hayes, owner of Toots Restaurant, inviting you to visit one of our 3 locations here in Rutherford County. We have some delicious salads, and also one of our most popular menu items is grilled chicken on a stick. 2 or 3 skewers, your choice, grilled fresh chicken, marinated overnight, and it's even served with broccoli if you like. At Toots, we're very proud of our menu and our menu prices and our daily specials. You can bring the whole family in and eat very reasonably at any of our 3 locations here in Rutherford County.
Good food and fun!
Hello, my name is Marianne Jimenez, and I'm an account rep for Franklin's Printing. I work with business people every day who are trying to save money on their printing costs. At Franklin's Printing, we know how to save our customers money and time on their printing needs. Have you thought about different ways you can save money on printing? Maybe you'd like to get some ideas from a professional. We have hundreds of customers who have saved money at Franklin's Printing. Call me now at Franklin's Printing. I'm Mary Ann at Franklin's Printing. Have a great day.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
If you haven't got the memo yet, WGNS has sports talk every weekday afternoon. You can join Monty Hill and Tim Tackett at 2 for all sports talk. It's followed by Sports Night from 3 to 6 p.m. with George Plaster, Willie Donick, and Darren McFarlane.
I want to say congratulations from Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance to Darius Thompson, who has gone over 1,000 points tonight. He actually has 1,007 points. Congrats from Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. Whether you're in the game, on the sidelines, or cheering from the stands, the doctors and staff at TOA are here for you. Online at TOA.com. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. MTCS and Community tied at 42, going to overtime in that elimination game in the tournament. In boys, Oakland leads 34-32 over Smyrna, and Laverne leads Siegel 37-29 as Riverdale has turned the ball over to open up the second half. Dowdy on the other end with the layup and plus one coming up.
Dowdy just so quick. I mean, hardly anybody on Riverdale's team can keep up with him. Noticed it all night. A good play there. Managed to get to the line as well.
He's going to the line for the plus one from the Fans Heating and Air free throw stripe. He hits it. 8 points for K.J. Dowdy. 38-23. They're putting on full court pressure now. Flipping it up the floor to Jalen Campbell. And shot altered. I don't know if it got blocked or not, but Coleman was sure up there. Right wing, Thompson feeds Campbell. Make that Coleman. Campbell guarding. Flipping it in, won't go for Coleman. Rebound putback won't go, but Josh Mayer there. Third time's a charm. Josh Mayer with his fourth point. Tomas Gray driving the lane, and now a foul going to be called underneath on Thompson. I'm sorry, make that Coleman. It'll be out of bounds for Riverdale on the near baseline. Lob into Thigpen, finds McGrone. Now to Woodson, who's open for three. It's a little short. Rebound, Coleman had it. Thigpen ripped it away, and then they're going to call goaltending on Thompson. Probably a good call there. So Thigpen gets the basket. 11 points for Logan. Lady Cougars down by one with 0.5 on the clock. In overtime, district tournament first round. Thompson pulls up just inside the three-point arc, and it settles in nicely. 12 points for him. Now a foul coming up the floor called on McMiller. His first.
Kevin Stallings pretty happy with what he's seeing out of his future player right now.
Sure, he sees a few others that he might...
Oh, yeah.
Like to consider some pretty good talent here.
I think that they're playing without a big piece of their ball club tonight as well.
That's right, with Quindell Cousin. He's not out with a major thing going on, but he's going to be back in full force ready for the district tournament. They get a first round bye too with the number one seed. McGrone dumps it down low, fade away by Campbell. No good. Mayer tries to save it and can't. They won't play until next Saturday. District tournament starts next Thursday, by the way. Boys play Thursday night, girls Friday, then semifinals on Saturday. Stolen away. Blackman has it after the turnover. And now Coleman, an easy little right-handed toss with one hand. Coleman with six. Scored in each quarter now. McGrone drives the lane, has his shot partially blocked by Coleman. Ball rolling around, and Woodson there for the reverse lay-in. Missed that, and Thigpen going to be fouled going up. And he's headed to the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. Josh Mayer with the foul. That's three for him.
Thigpen has shot every free throw so far for Riverdale tonight. He's making it an occupation.
It's a final. 46-45. Lady Cougars lose to Community in overtime tonight to end their season. First free throw was good by Thigpen. He'll have another, and this one is good. 13 points for him. 44-27. Something got out on the floor, it looks like, and it's a small child.
Well, maybe we'll see the small child on the basketball court a little later on in life.
Yeah, maybe when he gets a little bigger.
Yeah.
5.5 to go here in the third. Thompson walking it across the timeline now. Gives it over to Rogan, left wing. The ever-intense Barry Wertman on the sidelines. Thompson double-teamed, and now they reach in and foul. McGrone, a little pat to the official there, even though he didn't agree. Inbounds toss made. Now the three by Darius Thompson, and you know what happened. I don't know that he's missed one tonight.
Such a pure shot for Thompson there. That's the fourth consecutive basket that Blackman's made so far.
47-27, 20-point lead for the Blaze. 5-second call. Juwan Jennings has done a heck of a job defensively tonight on Tomas Gray. Thompson going out for a breather. Isaiah Hart comes in, the sophomore, replacing the senior. Hart flips it over to Rogan, deep out in the left corner. To Pierce, now Hart, between the circles. Juwan Jennings tries to make the long pass, broken up by Thigpen, but loose ball picked up by Coleman. Hart penetrates, now to Rogan, foul line, glides in there, four-footer rolls in off the fingertips. Rogan's first basket of the night. 49-27 Blaze. 4 minutes, 15 seconds to go in the third. Gray gets the 5-second call, so back-to-back turnovers for the Warriors.
Jennings was guarding both times on those 5-second calls. That's relentless defense so far.
Timeout on the floor. 1 minute break for us. 49-27. Blackman leads. We'll be right back.
This is Steve Grimsley of Zippy Shell, where we offer convenient, affordable mobile storage solutions. If you're decluttering or selling your home, remodeling, moving, or just in need of some storage space, call us, 216-7879. We deliver a unit to you, you pack it, we pick it up and store it in our local warehouse. No need to rent a truck or make multiple trips to a storage facility. We pride ourselves in excellent customer service and are locally owned and operated. Call us at 216-7879. That's 216-7879. Zippy Shell Mobile Storage Solutions.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad.
And this is Eric. We're more than just mufflers. Our ESC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $19.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right, only $19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
$19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Trust the Midas Touch.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Blackman basketball after the timeout. Rogan from the right wing for three. Rip. First bank three for Andrew Rogan. You cannot give him that much time. Tomas Gray down the far sideline to Wilson for three. He's pretty deadly too. Missed it just a little short. He gets his own rebound, the smallest kid on the floor. Back out to Michael Wood. Now Wilson again for three, and this one a little short. And running down the loose ball is Pierce. Now Rogan finds Hart out front. Mayer going to check back in here in a second. Coleman looked like he might shoot the three, decides better of it. Lucas Hart steps in, now back out. That's Isaiah Hart. Juwan Jennings finds Rogan. He's open for three and just a little short. Brad Woodson defending on the play. Steven Wilson comes away with a loose ball. Wilson fakes right, goes left, is tripped up by Rogan. Rogan's first foul.
Just kind of give you an idea how well Blackman's doing shooting the basketball. Out of their last 12 shots, they've hit 10 of them. Pretty good.
Pretty good statistics. Steven Wilson at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line for a couple. This one is good. First points of the night. No, make that fourth point of the night for number 11. Second one is good. Josh Mayer, right side, finds Rogan, cutting through is Hart, and it's a swisher from the foul line. Isaiah Hart, first basket of the night. And now turnover. So it's going to be Blackman's basketball after the Riverdale turnover. Can't really afford that.
They've had a lot of them tonight. 11 turnovers for Riverdale.
Juwan Jennings with the ball right side to Mayer. Rogan now looking inside, finds Pierce. Turns, spins, tries to get free, nothing there. Hart now, Jennings wide open for three. Even had time to think about it. Missed it. Rebound. Reaching in foul, going to be called on Josh. No, thick pin, I guess. Fouled Mayer. And I didn't get any of that right. It's Cameron Watkins. That's what I get for guessing. Thompson and Dowdy and McMiller. Yep, they're all in. Thompson, the toss in, finds Reed Pierce. And it's pretty easy. A little basket right there for the 6'4 junior. 56-29. He's gotten a lot of playing time here recently and has made the most of it. Tomas Gray stripped of the ball. Turnover Warriors. Dowdy dumps it back to McMiller and he resets. Going to have some help now and Pierce pops out to help. Thompson deep right side. Pierce fighting through a screen to get back out front to McMiller left wing. Back to Dowdy, flipping it over here near side now to Thompson. Mayer at the top of the key. He sets a pick for McMiller. Can't get free. McMiller gets tied up. Good job by Thigpen. He doesn't realize that it's still Blackman basketball, even though he tied it up. Now he comes the other way. Minute 35 to go here in the third, 56-29. Blackman with the lead and the ball. McMiller on the inbounds. In the corner, Thompson fires up the three. This one a little short. Steven Wilson weaves in and out of the traffic to Tomas Gray. Cutting baseline, fouled by Josh Mayer. And that's number four for Josh. Don't forget, tomorrow night, we will have MTCS and Moore County boys basketball from the District 9A tournament from Middle Tennessee Christian School. First free throw is up and no good. So Tomas Gray will have another attempt here from the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. Two dribbles, a spin of the basketball, bend of the knee, shot it, and got it. 10 points now for Gray. 56-30, your score. Blackman, the ball in the lead with a minute 14 to go in the third. Dowdy, foul line, glides in the lane, dumps it down low to Coleman, flips it up there with the right hand. Easy peasy there for him. 8 points for Justin Coleman. Steven Wilson way out there, right wing. Swish, I told you you could hit him from out there.
Got some range on him.
Steven Wilson, 5'6 on a good day. Dowdy in the lane, back out in the corner. McMiller. Blackman resets out front now. Thompson looking inside, burns it underneath to Pierce, who lost it out of bounds off of the foot of Anthony Wilson. So Blackman basketball. 32 seconds to go here in the third. McMiller, Coleman, bobbles it, hands it off to Dowdy now. Opportunity here to work on your last second shot, I'd say, with 19 seconds, with 18. It probably has something to do with number 15. Lobs down low, knew he would be involved. Underneath, Pierce got too far underneath the basket and turned around. Down the floor, Riverdale dumping it out in the corner to Wilson. Now Steven Wilson in the far corner with no time left. Missed it, and that's the end of three quarters of play. With Blackman leading Riverdale 58-33. We'll be right back here on State Farm Prep Basketball after this.
We have a saying here in the Tennessee Valley, if you don't like the weather, just give it a few minutes and it'll change, which is why you need a heating and cooling system that can keep up, like a high-efficiency electric heat pump that starts saving you money the minute you turn it on. And now that your local power company and TVA are offering 8% financing for up to 10 years, there's never been a smarter time to make the switch. So call your local power company or log on to EnergyRight.com.
Contact Murfreesboro Electric Department at 893-5514 or MurfreesboroElectric.com.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. Each year, Toots Restaurants supports the Lady Raiders and the MTSU Blue Raiders basketball programs. If the Blue Raiders or Lady Raiders score 100 points, bring your ticket stub in for free wings at Toots. You can bring the whole family in and eat very reasonably at any of our three locations here in Rutherford County.
Good food and fun.
If the Blue Raiders or Lady Raiders score 100 points, bring your ticket stub in for free wings at Toots.
Good food and fun.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Ida's Tees, Hodge Construction Services, the Gondolier Italian Restaurant on Broad, Midas of Murfreesboro, and State Farm.
All right, final quarter. Time for the purple pin tonight. Here as we get to the final stanza. And we start with a foul. It's going to be on a screen. And Steven Wilson with the foul. Fourth team foul. Blackman has fouled five times. They lead 58-33. Hart gets it into the deep corner to McMiller. Now back to Isaiah. Now back to McMiller, right side. Get it over to Isaiah Hart. In the lane, McMiller on the floor, tripped up by Cameron Watkins. Last scores we had were Oakland leading Smyrna and Laverne leading Siegel in boys play. See if we can't find any additional scores. Long pass is going to be broken up. And down the floor, Watkins. Layup good. Senior night, and the senior gets some action. 58-35. Pierce between the circles to McMiller. Deep left side. Now they feed inside to Coleman. He's going to try to back in there, and now through an elbow. Good job of taking the charge there, Michael Wood. Coleman with his second foul. 42-41 Siegel. They have come roaring back. 42-41 Siegel leading Laverne now. That's on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. I've got another score for you at the end of the third. Steven Wilson almost made the steal. I guess he did. Knocked it out of bounds off of Hart. That's what happened. Was looking here at my score feed. 49-46 Siegel after three. 49-46 Siegel leads by three. On your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, Oakland leads Smyrna 59-50 late in the fourth quarter. Top of the key, three-pointer, up and no good by Anthony Wilson. Rebound, Doughty. Doughty to Hart. Justin Coleman driving the lane, stripped of it, now gets it back. Rogan, right wing. And Blackman resets. Around the horn, they attempted to throw it to Rogan and threw it too wide. Mayer comes back in. Coleman going out. Ball thrown away, but it's Riverdale basketball. Inbounds is made. Wilson, just under 6 minutes to go, has it for the Warriors. Foul line, back to Wood. Wood for three, in and out. Rebound tipped up. Mayer runs down the loose ball and tips it out to Isaiah Hart. Isaiah Hart to the right wing spot. Now to Josh Mayer, top of the key, to Juwan Jennings, who was red hot first quarter. Foul line, just inside the foul line. Gets this one to fall. He's got 14 tonight. Darius Thompson with 15. Your leading scorers for the Warriors, or for the Blaze, rather. Thigpen, the leading scorer for Riverdale. Steven Wilson to Watkins. Glides in the lane. Flips it back out. Should have taken the shot because Jennings stepped in front of it. Jennings layup. Rolls away. Won't fall. Rebound put back. Josh Mayer is hammered by Anthony Wilson, and we'll go to the fans heating and air free throw line with 5:08 to go in the fourth, 60-35. Blackman leads, in control of this one from the start. If you would like all the scores and you're a Twitter bug, like us or follow us, if you will. That's like is on Facebook, follow on Twitter. Try to get all the jargon right at WGNS Sports. You can also receive them by text if you'd like as well. Mayer will have another. He's got five after hitting that free throw. The second toss. Big deep breath by the senior. Shot it. Got it. 6 points for Josh. Thigpen coming back in for Riverdale. All of the boys' games that are being played tonight, regardless of the outcome, the seedings will be the same. Blackman number one, Siegel number two, and they receive byes. Laverne three, Oakland four, Riverdale five, and number six is Smyrna. Wood between the circles, over right side now to Anthony Wilson. Back to Steven Wilson between the rings. Finds Watkins in the corner from the right wing. Now Wood deeper in the corner. They keep firing it around the horn and now get Steven Wilson open for three. It's off the side of the rim. Rebound. Lucas Hart has it for the Blaze. Now they throw it away. Turnover for the Blaze. Got a much different lineup in here tonight. Blackman even started with a lineup that did not include Quindell Cousin. Cousin will be back for the district tournament. Timeout Riverdale, 30-second style Rafferty. And just a word about Cousin. He had a little tooth thing done, and he's going to be just fine and no big deal. So look forward to seeing him in the tournament. But you have a final word from Bob Bug and Stan Vaught for us tonight.
I sure do. The Bob Parts auction team of Stan Vaught and Bob Bug is professionally trained to utilize the auction process to sell property. Recognized as a leader in the industry, you can consider it sold with Bob Bug and Stan Vaught with Bob Parts Auction. Give them a call at 896-4600, and you can find them online at bobpartsauction.com.
Late in the game, I guess about a minute and a half to go, 67-59, Oakland leads Smyrna in boys play. A minute and a half to go in that one on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Wilson gives it over to Watkins. Just under 4 minutes to go in the game. There's going to be a little touch foul called there on Rogan. You know, honestly, at this point, that official could have let that one go. It's on Andrew Rogan, his second. But that does give Cameron Watkins a shot here at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. Missed the front end of the 1-1. So Isaiah Hart brings it down the floor to Juwan Jennings, who just may be our player of the game. Not letting the cat out of the bag, but we'll see. Lucas Hart, he's in the running. Jennings flips it back out now to Isaiah Hart. Back to Lucas Hart. Rogan, foul line, right side. Finds Isaiah once again. Lucas between the rings, 3:14 to go. Big Blackman lead in this one. Rogan glides in the lane, gets free with the left hand and scores.
Well, Rogan's came off the bench as well and done a pretty outstanding job tonight.
7 points off the bench, and he is part of that deep bench that Barry Wertman for the Blackman Blaze have. Going for their 24th win of the year tonight versus no losses. Big pin, bounce pass, good no look to Anthony Wilson, but he couldn't finish off the shot. Hart up the floor to Pierce, and they get tangled up. On the floor, stolen away. No, Jennings picks it up to Hart. Now Pierce is hacked and fouled, I believe. Now they're going to call an offensive foul on Blackman. So Pierce is going to get the foul. He's got two. Wood to Watkins. Watkins almost has it stripped away, and timeout. Riverdale High School. We'll step aside as well. Riverdale trails Blackman 64-35. Back in just 1 minute.
We are at Olympus Athletic Club here in Murfreesboro, and we're asking people why they joined Olympus.
The convenience, the price, free daycare, free tanning, and they have everything we need.
Olympus Athletic Club has two locations in Murfreesboro, one in Shelbyville and one in Spring Hill.
This is Sean Barber, founder of Olympus Athletic Club. We have the least expensive, most intensive athletic clubs in Middle Tennessee.
Get in the best shape of your life. Join Olympus Athletic Club online at gymolympus.com.
Alan Loveless at Loveless Fine Photography.
We are the official photographers this year for Siegel High School, Blackman High School, Riverdale High School, Eagleville, and Middle Tennessee Christian School. We've been there for a long time.
Parents of student athletes, check out the online gallery at lovelessphotography.com. Ordering is easy too. You can do it right there at lovelessphotography.com.
The end result is beautiful portraits that they'll love for a lifetime.
Loveless Fine Photography, 890-1558.
Get to a better state farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Go Primetime Sports is your local source for county prep news and information. Log on to listen live anywhere around the world and see where we'll be broadcasting next. That's GoPrimetimeSports.com.
Riverdale with the basketball, nearing the two-minute mark in the game. Wood has it left wing. I can tell you tomorrow night we'll be broadcasting from MTCS as they play Moore County in the opening round of the boys' 9A tournament right after Troy and Middle Tennessee. Take to the hardwood over at the Murphy Center. It'll be a foul on Marquois Gant, who just checked in for Blackman. Lots of new players, and Riverdale going to the bench as well, pretty deep. Maybe some new players in here too. Ryan Pearl coming in. Some that I don't have.
Bringing in the youth, it looks like.
I think some very young players. There's Austin Jernigan, junior for Riverdale. Jalen Baker, sophomore in the game. First one is good by Tomas Gray at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. He'll have another. There's only one that I don't have, unfortunately. Gray will have another toss. Shot it. Got it. Gray with 12 points tonight. Comes off. A few high fives over there. Good effort by that senior. 64-37. Blackman leads Riverdale here. Driving the lane is Marquois Gant. Ball's going to be tied up. And the alternate possession in Blackman's favor. Had a great crowd here tonight. Some of those have already filed out. The rest of the gym, I'm sure, will be headed out as well. Driving in there in the lane. The shot up, no good. But Hart is fouled, Lucas Hart. A minute and a half, Riverdale going to put their starting five back in, it looks like. Lucas Hart hits the first. His first basket of the night.
Blackman still perfect from the line. 7 of 7 right now.
He took them out and told them all to sit down to check back in. Coach Kevin Woodson did. Hart hits the second. Gray. Now to Thigpen. Fires up the three. It's good. And timeout. Just to bring the subs in, so we'll stop right there. Logan Thigpen with the first bank three, the big post man.
It's almost like they were put in there for Thigpen to hit that three, because it was definitely set up, designed to go his way from the get-go. It's interesting.
Three-pointer for the big man, the senior. Playing in his last home game. Maybe that was part of it. Isaiah Hart goes baseline, now back outside. The three up by Marquois Gant, no good, but there for the rebound and tip-in is Debo Henry. 68-40. Deep in the left corner, the three is up and no good. It's another Riverdale player I don't have. Foul called here. Got to get an updated roster from Kevin Woodson, don't I?
It would help. We'll call him.
I'm sure they've brought up some freshmen after the freshman tournament was completed. At the foul line, Austin Jernigan misses the first. Fans Heating and Air free throw. He'll have another one. Second one is good. So he hit one of two. Oakland boys a winner, 72-63 over Smyrna. 72-63 final in boys play. Oakland boys in the regular season at 17-10, 4-6 in District 7 AAA. This one's about to wind down to triple zeros and does right now. With your final score, Blackman Blaze 68, Riverdale Warriors 41, 68-41 is your final.